welcome to A Voice of a People with Linda Sims here live on WWGH 107.1 FM radio. We also stream live on the web, www.wwgh1071.com. You can download free app called TuneIn and search on any electronic device, cell phone, iPhone, laptop, or computer. If you would like to call in and ask any questions or make any comments in reference to the show during this hour, please call 740-361-1162. Let me also share with you those who faithfully support A Voice of a People, starting with Chappie's Hydraulic Hose Specialist, LLC, 1325 North Main Street here in Marion, Ohio. Telephone number 740-382-8552. Logos Christian Ministries, Pastor Jackie Peterson, 582 Lee Street, Marion, Ohio. Telephone number there is 740-223-1515 or www.logoschristianministries.com. They have an ongoing announcement, free produce market. Every second Saturday of every month. So that would be this Saturday, October 12th. I have to count my numbers since Saturday was the 5th at 7 days, and now it'll be the 12th. So it will be this Saturday, October the 12th. Location, once again, is 582 Lee Street, Marion. Please show up with your ID, state ID, or your driver's license. Be ready to provide your name and the number of people in your family. We also have Inspect Ohio Home Inspection Company, LLC. Only with one call, your call will be returned. They have 25 years of experience working for your needs. Telephone number there is 740-262-0939, and they are located in LaRue, Ohio. I always like to start my show out with a thought for today. And believe it or not, the thought today is titled Laws of Success. Number one, the greatest mistake is giving up. Number two, the greatest crippler is fear. Number three, the greatest handicap is ego. Number four, the most potent force is positivity. Number five, the greatest thought is God. And number six, the greatest victory is over yourself. And that is so befitting for this hour we have today. I have H. Good with me once again, and he is the author of Just Quit, It Will Make You Feel Better. And how are you today, H. Good?
Miss Linda, I am doing fantastic. I'm having a great day today. It's been a while since I've been on.
Yes.
And I'm grateful to be here. Today is a good day despite whatever challenges are going on in my life. But yeah, I'm doing really good. Glad to be with you again.
Yeah.
And love the new spot that you guys are in.
I do too. It's so private.
It is.
I love it.
Yes.
Yesterday I had like 5 people in here.
Okay.
We had a good session.
Yeah, it's nice and big for 5 people.
Yeah, and I was trying to get you on a Monday. Remember,
I was trying to have a
panel. Yeah, so we'll have to do a Monday.
Okay. So sounds good.
I'll try to put it out there in advance.
Okay.
So you can make concessions to be here.
Okay, that sounds fantastic.
I'll have a group for you.
Okay.
It was a pretty good group, too.
Okay, awesome. You're doing your thing.
Yeah. Had some people here from Ohio State University.
Okay.
Yeah, my daughter and a couple other people. There's one guy, I think he had publish a CD, a rap group.
Okay.
Local around town. So
you remember the name from Marion or from Columbus?
From Marion.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay,
they
nice.
From Marion. Yeah. So we'll have to do a Monday in the
okay.
future.
That okay. sounds good. And then I have another gentleman who I think you would like to interview too. He's an author. He was a single father for many, many years from New York City. And I will give a shout out to him. That's Big Joe Woodley. But he has been an inspiration and his story is amazing. Wow. So just wanted to put that out there.
Good, good. I will put that in the back of my mind.
Okay.
Okay, so what's been going on with you?
You know, just taking things one step at a time, trying to grow, trying to stay motivated. And not look at my circumstances. You know, I was doing this 90-day challenge. I'm actually still doing it right at about the end of this 90-day challenge where I was just really challenging the people, some of my followers on social media, to begin to ask the question, what's stopping them from living the life that I believe they're designed to live?
Right.
And what are some of the mindsets? And just talking to people about their confidence and how important their confidence is, even in the face of adversity, and what are some steps that they can begin to take to improve their confidence. Mm-hmm. And so that's been pretty good. Been getting some good feedback from that. And then, if you don't mind, I would like to go ahead and talk about this men's conference.
After you tell us about your beautiful family and how they're doing.
Okay. So we are doing, I always tell you, we're doing fine. We're doing fantastic. My wife is doing well. And actually, I didn't share this with you, but I am doing some contract work with some urban students, middle schoolers, teaching life skills.
Right.
And that's been fun and challenging. But my wife is doing fantastic. My three babies are doing well. They're in school and just progressing. And getting ready to, you know, do some of their, extracurricular activities.
Right.
And so they are doing well, just in good shape and just doing really well in school.
Well, we say hello to Michelle, your lovely wife.
Yes.
And your beautiful children.
So grateful for that woman. She is my greatest cheerleader. Oh, and by the way, we just celebrated 14 years.
I saw that.
Yes. And
that's
so
great.
Thank you.
It's a good run. You didn't
it is
give
a good
up
run.
On that.
Amen. Oh. And she didn't give up on me, and I didn't give up on her. But yes, we're still together happily. And I was telling some of the students that I work with that marriage is a good thing as long as you have two people who are willing to grow together and work, because it does take work when you have a man and a woman with two different points of view, but
yes,
it's a good
thing.
And I'm grateful for her and for 14 years of marriage.
Well, we applaud you both.
Thank you.
Wish you many, many more. And if
amen. I appreciate that.
Now you can go ahead and share with us about the men's conference.
Yes. So for those of you who may be listening, I just wanted to share. Miss Linda asked me what I've been up to, and we have been putting together a conference. It will be the third conference for this particular organization, but the name of the conference is called Mannerisms.
Okay.
Mannerisms. This is the third Mannerisms conference, but it will be the first time that the pastor has partnered with several of the men who are helping to put it on. And so it is going to be 3 days of power-packed inspiration, tips and tools to help men win in the areas of, you know, their family, personally, in their business, in their community. And we really are looking to help men get results. And so I'll be speaking along with two other men. But what's also good, we have three men that are going to be speaking at the different sessions, breakout sessions. But we also will have panel discussions. And so, you know, Pastor Rowan.
Yes.
He will be a part of it, and about 15 other men taking part in these panel discussions. So it's going to be off the hook good. We're going to feed these men. We're going to celebrate, you know, being a man, and just challenge men to take it to another level. And so I'm excited about that. The dates on that, real quick, I'll just be real quick on that, are October 17th through Saturday the 19th. So they're all Thursday is in the evening at 7, Friday is in the evening at 7, which is the 18th, and then October 19th is the final day, and that goes from 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. So we're excited about that. It's been a lot of work getting that together. So that's something else that I've been up to as well.
Is that going to be in Columbus?
Yes, that will be in Columbus. You can register if you are interested. Ladies, I encourage you to get your man or encourage your man to come. They can register on Eventbrite at mannerisms.com. www.eventbrite.com. They can also go to the Facebook page and see mannerisms and get all the information. There's going to be live worship. There'll be authors there that will be, of course, they'll have some resources there for men. And the cost is $15, and that includes their food. And we're going to be serving refreshments on those 3 days, and then there's going to be a full-blown lunch and a nice continental breakfast.
That's
so,
not bad for
yeah.
$15. That's getting a lot.
Correct. And that's kind of our how we do things. We want people, when they leave there, when the men leave, we want them to say, wow, that was only $15, and they get so much.
Right. That is a lot.
So we're excited about it.
I'm excited for you, men.
Yeah, thank you. It's always good to get together with other guys and just talk, encourage one another, sharpen each other, and just challenge men. Because all of the men who are going to the men that are on the panels, and this is for all ages too, and it doesn't matter what skin color you are, white, black, brown, yellow, there'll be older men there, middle-aged men. But what I love about it is the men that are going to be speaking on the panels, they are family men committed to their wives and their children.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's the example. Those are some of the examples that I love. These men are uncommon. And so I'm looking forward to just being a part of it. And it's, I believe it's the first of its kind on this level in Columbus.
Okay.
So anyway,
that's
I'll be
great.
Quiet.
That's
yeah.
Because you know, women always get together.
They do.
We always get together.
Yes.
You know? Like when we walk, that's what we do. We chit chat.
That's right.
What's bothering us? Mm-hmm. When we come out of there, we just feel like new people.
That's right.
You know, men should get together. And,
correct.
You know, explain themselves or whatever, or just get things out.
Yes.
You know,
yes.
Somebody you can trust.
Somebody you can trust. And I really believe, Miss Linda, that the fathers, the influencers, the leaders that are going to be attending this, there's going to be some lifelong relationships that are going to be developed. There'll be leaders from the city of Columbus and surrounding areas. And what's also amazing is, you know, $15.
Yeah, the cost for 3 nights.
For 3 nights. And it's an investment in yourself. We understand, you know, you're investing in, you know, taking your time out of your schedule. But it's good, like you were saying, how women connect and have conferences all the time. It's something that I believe. I've been a part of other men's conferences, and typically when men come away from those conferences, they feel refreshed and they
yes.
get tools
yes.
and resources on how to just, you know, be more responsible, to lead and to get results and some key areas in their lives. So
right.
it's good stuff. It's called Thrust Into Your Greater Purpose. That's the theme of the conference.
Wow, that's beautiful. I love
Thank
that.
You.
I love that. And that's good work for you and Pastor Rowe. He likes to get men and young
yes.
men together. And that's so important.
It is.
Because men sometimes have a problem with letting things go.
Correct.
Or you know, things are more challenging to them, I
mm-hmm.
think. Because I've heard a guy say this, well, don't cry. Dry up those tears.
Right.
But men cry.
Yeah, men have emotions.
Yeah, God has emotions.
That's right.
Right?
That's right.
So why do we expect, you know, young boys and men not
mm-hmm.
to have emotions and they got to bottle everything up.
Right.
And then when they explode, well, what's wrong with you?
Correct. Correct. Correct.
So you need a doctor?
Correct. Yeah, you're so... So what's interesting is that's one of the topics that I'm working on with these young people on in Columbus is some of their emotional challenges
and
specifically anger.
Oh, yes.
And oftentimes, you know, I can't think of a time when I was growing up where I was given or even talked to intentionally about how to handle certain emotions.
Mm-hmm.
And I would agree with you. You know, I played sports my whole life. Played overseas for a little bit, and most of the time as a man, you're taught, you know, of course, don't cry, don't let people see that you're soft, and, you know, don't show your emotions to everybody and or to anyone. And so what happens is if you keep all that bottled up,
you explode.
You end up exploding.
Eventually, you explode.
Yes, and that's not healthy.
No.
And so, you know, there are ways to handle your emotions. You're absolutely right. God, you know, created us. We all have emotions.
Yes.
Now, we may our emotions as men may not look like a female's the way she, you know, exhibits her emotions, but we have them. And so I always said this. This is kind of my theme, my thing. First of all, when you know who you are, when you know who you are and you're secure in who you are, you can admit that you have emotions.
True.
Now, I don't go around showing them to everyone, just like I teach my daughters. Don't show your emotions to everyone. But those people that you trust, and those people who you know are not going to judge you. And sometimes, you know, things happen and, you know, you get emotional. I know I'll just go into my little private closet. Sometimes my car is my private closet, you know, I'll deal with my issues, my emotional issues, whether it's anger, yelling out just to get some of that energy out you know, there have been times when I've had tears. Yeah. I remember the first time I got cut from a basketball team. Oh, my goodness. This brother was
cut you to the core.
Oh, my goodness. My ego, my pride. Thank God for my car. I was driving and I had to pull over because it was so emotional. But I got myself together and thank God for support. So, you know, we have men have emotions.
Yes, they do.
And it's okay to admit that.
And to be able to exhibit that, even though you were in your car and you were alone, you were able to exhibit that.
Yes.
Get that out of you, you know?
Yes.
Because it could lead you to do something terrible.
Correct.
To be hurt. That's a hurt. That's a pain.
Yes.
You know?
It is. It is. And I know we weren't really going in this direction, but I think that if you don't deal with those emotions, one of the emotions I was talking to these young people about was anger.
Mm-hmm.
And then how anger can go from one level and the next level, you know, there's another level of anger and that's rage.
Mm-hmm.
And when you are so angry that you are enraged, that's a very dangerous place to be.
That's true.
Because it's almost like you cannot control your anger.
Right.
And so it's important to deal with those things. It's important to have healthy support networks. There's some challenges that I'm dealing with today, and I'm thankful that I have men who I can talk to. I can always, of course, go to my Father, God, but it's nice to have somebody with skin on that you can talk to about certain issues and get different perspectives.
Oh, yeah, definitely. Definitely.
You know, and men that won't judge you.
True.
But will be real and just sometimes listen. I was talking to a brother today and he was just listening. So that helps. If you don't have that type of person in your life, that can be dangerous as well.
Yes.
Because we all need an outlet, a healthy outlet. We all need to be able to vent at different times and talk to people who just will listen and not try to solve the problem, but will listen.
That's true.
And if we want feedback, they may just say, you know, you just need me to listen. I mean, I can do that.
Right,
and,
right, right.
You know, so yeah, it's important dealing with your emotions, so that you don't explode and then end up causing damage to someone else
and yourself. And like you said, we really wasn't going in that direction, but I think it all comes together as a whole, because when I think about you being the author of this book, Just Quit, It Will Make You Feel Better.
Yes.
And then it was like I was looking for my thought for today, and it just popped up for today, Laws of Success. And I'm thinking, oh, wow, that's perfect for, you know, our conversation today. And I know you talked about giving. That's what this book is about, giving up. You may feel better if you just quit. And that's the number one thing. Your greatest mistake was giving up.
Mm-hmm.
And you said you were also struggling.
Yes.
What do you mean by that? You're struggling.
So for those people who are listening, I was sharing with Miss Linda earlier that there are some things going on, without going into all the detail, that, you know, when you're pursuing your dream, when you're pursuing trying to make a difference, sometimes you're going to get resistance.
Yes, yes.
And, you know, part of this book, Just Quit, It Will Make You Feel Better, you know, talks about how I felt like quitting.
Yes.
And I knew it would have made me feel good at the time, but you know, you give things time and then you start reflecting and you're like, you know what, I could have done this differently. Maybe I should have fought a little bit harder, et cetera, et cetera. And so, you know, I am dealing with some things right now. And the easy thing to do is just, you know, like, man, I'm done with this. I'm so done. I'm tired of the resistance. You know, you want to make a difference in someone's life. And sometimes you are trying to make a difference and there's resistance there. And then you can look at other people and think, oh, my gosh, they have it so much easier. Right.
Right. We think that way.
Correct.
It looks easier.
Correct. Correct. But most people who I know who have accomplished anything, any kind of, made any kind of contribution to our society, they have had times where they just wanted to quit. I think it was Alexander Graham Bell who discovered the light. Right. Mm-hmm. And when he was interviewed, they asked him something like, you know, how does it feel to fail 10,000 times or something like that? However many times, I think it was around 10,000 times that it took him before he finally discovered how to create that light bulb. And he said, well, I don't look at it as if I failed. I just look at it as I've discovered 10,000 ways that did not work.
Right.
And so it's all about perspective. It's all about perspective, right? And
it's
most of us would quit after two times. I think about Dr. Seuss, and this is why I have to read and learn about other people. Dr. Seuss, who many of us have read his Green Eggs and Ham book or The Cat in the Hat book. And you know, I don't know how many books he has published, but what's so interesting about him, Miss Linda, is that 26 publishers turned him down and told him that his books probably wouldn't sell.
They're kind of quirky.
They are quirky. Yeah. Yes. And so the 27th publisher saw that quirkiness, decided to take a chance, and the rest is history.
Wow.
So you can name so many people who have, but they stayed with it.
Right.
I think of Tyler Perry. Yeah. Tyler Perry, if you ever heard his story, you know, he had several plays that he produced and invested a lot of money in. And like five people would show up.
Wow.
This happened like three or four times.
Yeah.
You know? And so listening to those kinds of stories, listening to those kinds of mindsets, hearing those kinds of stories, and, you know, even on the way here, I was listening to a motivational, actually it was a faith building message, and it was just saying, don't quit.
Yeah.
So, you know, even though I may feel it, I'm choosing not to allow my emotions to get the best of me. And I'm also saying, what needs to change? Because my former pastor used to say, when you're frustrated about something, that is the breeding ground for change. And so I'm recognizing that change needs to take place. And a lot of times that change begins with me.
Yes, it does. And you know, most of the time it is.
It is, yes.
Yes. It's like, Lord, change me.
That's right.
Because no one else is changing around me.
Correct.
So it must be me, right?
Correct.
Change me.
And that change takes time.
Yes, it does.
It takes time.
Yes, it does.
You know, it takes just sitting down, sometimes praying, sometimes thinking what I need to do differently.
Yes, absolutely.
You know, and so anyway, yeah. So I'm not going to quit. I just realized that some of the challenges that I'm facing are par for the course. And that there are brighter days ahead.
Yes.
And that I'm going to continue. One of the things I'm learning, too, is that we all have gifts and talents. And sometimes we think just because we have a gift and talent that doors are just going to open up for us. And, you know, a door or two may open. But I like to say this. It's just like when I was playing sports. I was gifted in basketball. But I had to develop that gift.
Right.
And so just like my speaking and, you know, publishing this book, you know, it's important to develop that gift that's on the inside of you. Don't just rely on talent. And so that's one of the things that I'm really getting intentional about is, okay, there are some areas that I need to grow in.
Yes.
Thinking about going back and getting my master's degree, which I never would have thought of because I didn't like school. My least favorite subject in school was school, right?
Yeah.
So, but I'm understanding
that.
Yeah, I'm understanding that if I'm going to grow and make the kind of contribution that I want to make, there's some areas that I need to do some further some continued education.
Okay.
And grow. And so again, that takes time, right?
Right. Yeah, it does. Yes, it does. I know my baby sister got her master's. She said almost killed her, but she
wow. She got it.
She got it.
Yep.
And then I have a niece that just turned, 30 in April?
Okay.
She has hers, 3 years ago. You know, she
nice.
Went straight through.
But yes.
My sister was, in her 50s. She's late 40s when she got hers.
Yeah.
She's almost killed.
Yeah, it's tough when you, the older you get, I think the tougher it becomes because you have other responsibilities and things of that nature. Mm-hmm. But if you're committed.
That's true. She was committed. She got it.
Yep.
Ooh, I had to applaud her.
Yes.
I'm like, girl.
Yes. Yes.
I don't think so.
Yes.
You just never know.
And then that hearing stories like that, again, that encourages me. So, you know, when there are those times when you feel like, I don't know if this thing is worth it. I think of, you know what? I remember when Miss Linda shared that story with me about a friend of hers that she was a little older, which, you know, I'm a little older too. And she completed it.
It's my sister.
Your sister. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So that's encouraging.
She was a late bloomer and everything.
Mm.
She stayed home till she was 30.
Okay. Wow.
Had our first baby at 35. So
wow.
She was like a late bloomer and
gotcha.
Everything, right?
Yes.
She's accomplished.
Okay. Nice.
And her daughter graduated from 4 years Bowling Green.
Okay.
This year.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Nice.
And she's into films.
Her daughter.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
So she's doing a film up in Michigan.
Okay.
Somewhere. So you just never know where you're going to go.
Yep.
Who you're going to inspire.
Yes.
You know.
So true.
Just to think that her daughter is just moving on, and a lot of young people
yes.
going in directions that you wouldn't think they would go in.
Yes.
They're like, wow, they have people to look at, examples.
Correct.
You know, it may look easy to some young people, but when at least they're not afraid to get out there.
Correct.
And that was the next number two on the thought for today. The greatest crippler is fear.
That's right. You said the greatest crippler?
The greatest crippler.
That's right.
Is fear.
That's right.
Because when it doesn't work and we decide we're going to give up, that alone is fear.
Mm-hmm.
I'm afraid now.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I'm going further because it's not going to work. Like
yes.
It's just not going to work.
Yes.
It's not for me. Maybe it's for somebody else.
Yes.
It's not for me.
Yes. Yeah, those are the thoughts that you have to battle.
Yeah.
Those are the thoughts that you have to battle. And there has to be a inner determination that somehow this is going to work. And, you know, I obviously read a lot. And when you interview people who have had success, when you've interviewed people who have had success, now I'm speaking specifically about in business, there have been so many failures that they have experienced.
True.
And oftentimes they'll say that they failed their way to success. And we don't like to hear that, you know, like you were just saying, sometimes we see the end product, but we don't know some of the things
you have to go through to get there.
Correct. And that process is a lot of times what we don't want to go through. There's a process. There's things that you have to learn along the way. And if you abort that process, this is the other thing, you can get to a certain level of success, but if you've skipped some steps along the way and got there quicker, or maybe there's some areas in your character that weren't developed fully, the pressure will come, and then there's going to be another major fall. So I'm grateful, Miss Linda, that I'm actually learning, even still learning now, and making mistakes, not intentionally, but learning from those mistakes, but saying, you know what, I am holding up my book. I cannot quit, because then I would have to throw this book away. You know?
So after you encourage all these other people.
Correct.
Now you know.
Correct.
You're failing.
Yes. But here's what's interesting. The very area that I try to encourage people in, oftentimes, where do you think my greatest battles are?
Right there.
Right there. So the book encourages people, and I'm going to be speaking on a little bit of this material at the conference. And so there's much resistance right now.
Right.
And I recognize that. And I'm not saying it's easy, but I understand it is par for the course. So I say, hey, I'm just going to press through.
Yes.
And then like today where I was having some moments of not feeling strong, mm-hmm. I had my greatest cheerleader right there saying, babe, you got this.
Yes.
You got this. Matter of fact, she was even encouraging me today on my way here for the radio program. So,
thank
yeah.
you, Michelle.
Yes. yes.
Because she knows. She sees what's mm-hmm. in you.
That's right.
You know, and she know that you have grown over the years.
That's right.
And you are strong.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, it takes her to let you know and keep you mindful
mm-hmm.
that you are strong.
Yeah.
And God is right there for you and with you.
That's
He's
right.
He's going to uphold you.
That's right.
And what you're going to be sharing,
mm-hmm.
you know, it's going to help empower you just a little more.
That's right.
You know. You come out of there like, shh.
That's right. And, you know, another thing, too, to your point, sometimes when you're so fixated on what you're going through, mm-hmm. it's vital to look to try to help someone else.
True.
Try to help someone else reach their goal. You know, when you're having struggles and things don't seem to be working out, look for someone. Look for an organization. Look for someone that you can help them reach their goal, you know, and that's a principle of the law of, you know, sowing and reaping mm-hmm. or the, and I always mm-hmm. tell people, we've all heard the statement, what goes around comes around. When you help someone else with a pure agenda, not looking for anything in return, but that's just true. Looking to help them, mm-hmm. It comes back to you.
Oh yes, it does. Because see, that's your testimony.
Mm-hmm.
That's your testimony.
That's right.
And that's how we overcome.
That's right.
You know.
That's right.
By the word of our testimony.
That's right.
The blood of the Lamb.
And
that's
the
how
word
we
of our
overcome,
testimony. That's right.
Know? So you're going to only be empowered.
Mm-hmm.
Now, number three was the greatest handicap is ego.
Ego. Oh, my gosh.
Now, did I hit you there?
Yeah, because I'm reading a book right now.
Okay.
I'm going to do another shout out.
Okay.
I'm reading a book by a good friend of mine named Phil McKinney. Pastor Phil McKinney, he's up in Eagle, Michigan, and he just published a book called No Ego.
Really?
It's amazing.
Wow.
Like, I told him I would have it done in a week,
uh-huh.
and I've just been chewing on it. It's an amazing book talking about our ego and how our ego can, and I've heard it said like this, I want to make sure I say this right, that I want to say it like this. He says, oh, I can't remember. It's got something to do with when you're listening to someone, when you're learning from someone who can teach you something, check your ego by your bank account. So like I was listening to this speaker a few years ago and she was trying to she was challenging people to get out of debt.
Mm-hmm.
And she was, you know, imitating how people respond to her, and she said, listen, I'm here to help you get results. You know, you check your ego, check your bank account. I'm talking about things that can help you.
Right.
If you are struggling in this area and if you don't want to listen to something that I'm saying, you got to check your ego, man. You got to check your ego. I know these tools, these principles work. So anyway.
Yeah, like I don't need that. I got it.
Correct. correct. And so it caused me to say, okay, let me check my ego.
Right.
But this book, I mean, there's so many good things about it. There's so many nuggets in the book. You know, one thing that I learned that he was sharing in the book. Now, this is part of, he's making a point about something, but he's talking about your sleep patterns. And, mm-hmm. you know, the statistics say that 85% of people, of wealthy people, people who are making a million or more, get up like 3 or 4 hours before they're scheduled to be at work.
Mm-hmm.
And so he's talking about a time when he was trying to get up early and he battled getting up early. What he would do is he would wake up and then hit the snooze button.
Right.
Yeah. Like, five more minutes. And next thing you know, he's sleeping for another hour and a half or 2 hours, right?
He didn't miss the worm. Right.
Right. And as I love what Terry Savelle said, he didn't have that mind over mattress. He needed some mind over mattress.
Yeah, he did.
So he shares in the book about how he discovered by reading another book that we have, and I've never heard this before, and it's caused me to actually want to research it, but we sleep in 90 minute increments. Mm-hmm. So we go into very deep sleep for like 90 minutes. That's how our sleep patterns are when we fall asleep. Whoa. And he said that the research shows that when you if you wake up in the middle of a sleeping pattern, it's important to get up right then, because if you give yourself 5 more minutes, how often have you, I mean, I've done it where I say, you know, I'm just going to sleep for 5 more minutes and end up being out for like 2 hours.
Yeah, yeah.
And then when you wake up, you're not feeling rested. Right.
Right.
And part of that is because, you know, you woke up in the middle of a sleeping pattern. So he talks about that. And so the book is just amazing. So yeah, ego is huge, on your pathway, on your journey. You really have to check it, because your ego can cause you to not be teachable.
Yeah. That's the biggest thing, because you think you know it all. I can't no one tell you anything.
Correct.
And someone shared with me, I said, well, what is wrong with the young men of today? Early 20s to 30s.
Mm-hmm.
And they'll go to work and they quit a job or whatever, right. You know. And someone said they don't want anyone to tell them what to do.
Mm-hmm.
So this is egotistical.
Ego. Yep.
You know, I mean, who are you? You ought to, like you said, you can't be teachable.
You're not teachable. If
you're
not teachable.
You don't know it all.
Correct. And if
you don't know anything, you haven't even been anywhere.
That's right. And if you're not teachable, you're not going to go very far in life.
No.
And unfortunately, we have some people, and when you talk about, you know, I mean, I know men my age who aren't teachable and do some of the very things you were just saying. If you're not teachable and you get around some enablers, people who are going to enable you to stay in that toxic state of mind, you're not going to grow. And so I just think it goes back to vision. You know, Miss Linda, what is their vision? Is their vision just to, you know, work a job and get a paycheck to pay their bills, or are they trying to make a contribution? Because when you have vision, you're much more willing to learn from people who have produced and who have results, but you have to check that ego at the door.
Wow. This says a person's sense of self-esteem or self-importance. Psychoanalyst, the part of the mind that mediates between the conscious and the unconscious and is responsible for reality testing and a sense of personal identity. So that means that somehow they blow themselves up
mm-hmm.
to this great grand person
yep.
who knows it all.
Yep.
Who's the brain of the universe,
yep.
right?
That's right.
And no one can get in.
That's right.
Wow.
And I think we all have, and this is why it's so important to be teachable, because we all have the tendency to be self-deceived.
Yes, yes.
And do. Typically when you meet people who... men who just have a big ego. Now, if they have a big ego and they're getting results, you know, more power to them.
Right.
But if you're not getting results, you know, whether it's, you know, when you talk about starting a job and quitting just because you had some, there was a little resistance, maybe somebody looked at you funny or, you know.
But that happens.
Yeah, it does. Trust me, in my staffing company, when we were placing people, they just walk off. And it lets me know that they don't have vision and they have a big ego
mm-hmm.
and they're not teachable. And then they wonder why they're in this cycle,
right,
you know.
Right.
And so you make a very good point. And if you're going to grow, if you're going to change, and the thing about growth, too, it takes work.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
It takes work. And sometimes you don't see the results right away.
And number four, the most potent force is positivity.
Yes. Yes.
Right?
Yes. Absolutely.
It's a force. Positivity.
It is a force.
They're forces.
They are.
And they take you down two different roads.
That's right.
Your positive road or your negative road.
That's right.
Wow. And a negative road you shouldn't even want to be on.
That's right.
It leads to nothing.
That's right.
Wow.
And sometimes our circumstances... things are not changing. So the things that we're looking at with our eyes, our natural eyes, things don't seem to be changing.
Right.
And so then we start getting down on ourselves. We start, you know, saying things that are negative. And, you know, once you go down that road, it's a very dangerous road. Again, you know, we were talking earlier about that support system when we were talking about, yes, you know, being able to vent and you know, get those emotions out.
Yes.
I think, again, today I was talking to a couple of people. My wife, she was encouraging me.
Right.
Another couple friends of mine were encouraging me.
Right.
And not allowing me. They were listening, but they were not allowing me to go down a certain path because they believe in me and they're positive people. They're positive.
Yes.
You know, my wife is positive. I'm usually a positive person too.
Yeah.
But we all, you know, we all can have those days where it's just like, so it's important when we have those days, we can talk to ourselves. You know, any winner, any true winner has good self-talk, and you have to encourage yourself sometimes. But then, you know what? It's good to call one of your peers, one of your friends, and hopefully they're not going to be negative, but they're going to encourage you to make right decisions and point you in the right direction, and not, you know, encourage you to make toxic make toxic decisions or have, you know, right. Does that make sense to have to make toxic decisions or decisions that could cause you harm?
Right. And you know who not to call.
Yes. So positivity is critical.
You already know that, right?
Yes.
Not to call.
Correct.
You know, because you already know what they're going to say.
Yep.
They'll make you feel worse than
that's right.
In the first place.
Yeah.
And we don't need that.
That's right.
But the greatest thought is God.
Mm-hmm.
And how he holds you up with his righteous right hand.
Mm-hmm.
No matter what we go through, he is there.
He is there.
To hold you
Miss
up.
Miss Linda. That's
no
right.
What you're going through.
That's right.
You know, and that was something I got slapped in the face with this morning. It was a good slap. It was a good slap because, you know, like you said, we all have our days.
That's right.
And I had started my day like down.
Uh-huh.
You know?
Yep.
But he said, I give you peace.
Mm-hmm.
You just choose peace.
Yes, that's good.
You know, and that, as long as you choose peace,
mm-hmm,
you feel good.
Mm-hmm.
You know that God's got you.
That's right.
You know, you just be still and let him be God.
That's right.
Stop trying to do everything yourself.
That's right.
And it was like he was just talking to me this morning. Okay, Lord, I'm going to just let you have it.
Yes, yes.
I can't do anything with it anyway.
Yeah, not take it back. Sometimes we give it to him like, you know what, let me take that back. Let me try to control that thing again. Yeah, I get it.
Yes, and we're trying to control it.
Yep.
We cannot control, but so much.
Mm-hmm, that's true.
But so much. And he allows us that.
Mm-hmm, that's right.
Way, but when it gets too hard, it's like, I got this. Let
yes,
me do this.
Yes.
For you.
Yes.
You know, oh, my gosh.
Yes. Yeah, it's an issue of it's an issue of trust.
It is trust.
You know, something that that's an ongoing process, just trusting him in every area. And then, you know, me and my wife try to model that before our children.
Right.
You know,
right.
And when we do our family time and we talk about trusting God, and I let them know, hey, I have to walk this out. Your mom has to walk out trusting God in certain areas as well.
Yes,
so
that is so true. And sometimes I find myself, and I know I'm not alone in this, just going on my own little
mm-hmm. Yes.
Just like he's not there.
Mm-hmm.
But that's our self-will.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
Know? And number five, number six, the greatest victory is victory over self.
Yes. Yes. We are our own worst enemies. I think Les Brown says if there's no enemy within, there's no enemy without. Basically meaning that if you can conquer that inner self, you're on your way, you know, you're on your way.
Yeah.
And so, yeah, say that point one more time, please.
The greatest victory is victory
over self. Yes.
It says the self.
Yes. The greatest victory is over the self. So mm-hmm. true. So true. Mm-hmm. We always tell people in our leadership workshops that when we're working with leaders, we're saying, listen, if you cannot lead yourself, if you have not had private victory, it's going to be very challenging to have public victory. So learn to manage yourself, learn to keep your commitments,
yes,
which can be a challenge as well. Keep your commitments to yourself. Mm-hmm. And that builds confidence, and that helps you to conquer self. That's our biggest challenge. Not everybody else, but self.
Tell me.
We like to blame everybody else,
right?
But a lot of it you know,
it's
comes back to us. That's right. That's right.
You had your day today.
That's right.
That was all inside.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
and the thought process.
Yes.
Yes.
We were defeating ourselves. You and me too. My mm-hmm. day started out like down. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, wow.
Mm-hmm.
And it shows on your continent.
It does.
You know, your walk.
Yes.
And all that.
Yes.
You know, your smile, it affects your smile. All that.
Yeah. You know, it's funny that you say that, because I was intentionally, when I was driving in my car, smiling big.
Good.
Just to change up my expression.
We're out of time.
Oh, man.
Can you believe that?
It's good stuff.
Thank you, Edgewood, for coming and sharing today.
Okay, thank you for having me.
Listening to A Voice of a People with Linda Sims here on WWGH. Thank you.
You're listening to WWGH Radio 107.1 FM LP, Marion, Ohio. The place to talk. Bob McGrath from Sesame Street. Bob.
Oh, who are the people in your neighborhood? In your neighborhood. In your neighborhood, say, who are the people in your neighborhood? The people that you meet when you're walking down the street. The people that you meet each day.
Legendary newsman Hugh Downs, did you ever think you would be referring to the NBC News anchor as doing something this stupid?
No, I never did think I would. I didn't think that could happen, because first of all, I think... the way NBC itself has handled this is really not as smart as it could be. There could be they got to quit using words like mistake and error and start saying what the truth is. That's what they're trying to get out. If they do that, they could get some public restoration of their credibility and help themselves a lot, but they're not doing that. They're still willing to call it a mistake, and that's dumb. It is dumb.
Legendary actor from Barney Miller, Abe Vigoda.
I'm gonna be 94 years old. I'm gonna be 94 years old. I'm so grateful to God.
And from Mr. Rogers' Neighborhood, Mr. McFeely.
If there's anything you want, if there's anything you need, McFeely's Delivery brings it to you here with speed. Yes, our speedy delivery is a speedy delivery. Speedy delivery to you, Scott.
WWGH Radio 107.1 FM, Marion, Ohio, the talking place. Streaming live on the internet at www.wwgh1071.com. Programming on WWGH Radio 107.1 FM is supported by CRT Mechanicals. Address 2842 Marion Waldo Road. Telephone number 740-225-4495. Webpage crtmechanicals.com.
Adopt US Kids presents What to Expect When You're Expecting a Teenager, Learning the Lingo.
GOAT, G-O-A-T, acronym, stands for Greatest of All Time, as in spaghetti sandwiches for dinner. They're my fave. Dad, you're the GOAT.
You don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same. Visit AdoptUSKids.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Adopt U.S. Kids, and the Ad Council.
Hey everybody, it's Pastor Steve Whitaker from The Pastor Spot. We are on every Tuesday at 5:15 and replay again on Wednesday at 3:15. We take pertinent issues of the day going on and look at them in a biblical perspective. So we'd love to have you listen and just, you know, call in, just get a conversation going and have a great time on the show.
Pastor Steve Whitaker is the pastor at Community Christian Fellowship in Prospect, Ohio. Address 209 East Water Street. This is Scott Spears, high above Marion in the WWGH News Chopper.
If you see news in Marion, please email us at scott@wwgh1071.com and keep an eye out for the WWGH News Chopper flying high overhead. In the spirit of Halloween and fall, it's now time for a Halloween poem reading right here on WWGH Radio by Charlie Evers, Marianne Michaels, Martha Douse, Mary Ellen Withrow, Scott Spears, Marla Gibbs, Mr. McFeely, Pat Carroll, Bud Collins, Hugh Downs, and Robert Guillaume.
B is for broomsticks, witches to fly. O is outrageous spooks that go by. O is for orange pumpkins so bright. These are the signs of a Halloween night.
We here at WWGH Radio 107.1 FM are proud to present Magnificent Marian Moments. Charlie Evers is a Marian Broadcasting original. He created long-standing traditions such as the Peanut Push and Buckeye Chuck. Evers Arena at the Marion County Fairgrounds is named after Charlie, after the arena had burned down and he used the airwaves to raise money to build a new arena. A highlight of his career came in the early 1980s when he found and restored Lady Justice and placed her back atop the Marion Courthouse after she had been missing for many years.
Hello, this is Mr. McFeely from Mr. Rogers' Neighborhood, and if you want celebrities, current events, and the best in talk, Now with Scott Spears is the show for you. Now, it's weekdays from 12:10 p.m. until 2 p.m. right here on WWGH 107.1 FM and streaming live on the internet at WWGH 1071.com, and Scott takes your calls live on the air at 740-383-9944. Speedy delivery to you.
This is Weasel Boy, and you're listening to WWGH 107.1 FM, streaming live on the net at WWGH1071.com. You can listen free on any mobile device by downloading the free TuneIn app and searching WWGH. Boy, I love free things.
And now a few words from Scott Spears, Charlie Evers, and the man with the golden voice, Ted Williams.
Scott, you know there have always been rumors that Florence Harding murdered President Harding.
Yes, I have heard that.
Well, it's a bunch of bunk. I'm here to state without doubt Florence Harding did not murder President Harding. Now, Nan Britton. Jury's out.
WWGH Radio 107.1 FM. Don't miss it.
Meadows Lawn Care and Landscaping is a proud supporter of WWGH Radio 107.1 FM, Marion, Ohio. Telephone number 740-262-5638. Email meadowslawncare43302@gmail.com. Creating unique environments. Facebook, Meadows Lawn Care.
Hey everyone, it's Weasel Boy, Weasel the Weeze. You might remember me from WNCI in Columbus. Now good for you. Lucky, you won the bet. I'm going to be right back here on WWGH Radio 107.1 FM. It's going to be the Weasel Show. We're going to have huge guests, great prizes, lots of entertainment. We're going to be interactive and give away a lot of goodies. So you can listen live on the net at WWGH1071.com or by downloading the free TuneIn app and searching WWGH. The Weasel Show is supported by Retrofoam of Central Ohio, LLC. Retrofoam doesn't cost, it pays. Telephone number is 614-664-FOAM. That's 614-664-3626. Website, www.retrofoamofcentralohio.com. And you can catch them on Facebook at Retrofoam of Cent Ohio.
Hello. If you listen and enjoy A Voice of a People with Linda Sims, help A Voice of a People to be better. A $10 donation a week pledge will support and sponsor A Voice of a People. And so by doing, you will have the privilege of your name, business, organization, church, or your favorite charity mentioned or announced during our broadcast and entered into a drawing which will be held weekly. Prizes will vary. I also want to say this. Anonymous donators are welcome and will be respected. Remember, if you want to make A Voice of a People a better program, a $10 a week donation / pledge will support and sponsor A Voice of a People.
A Voice of a People with Linda Sims can be heard twice weekly on WWGH Radio 107.1 FM, Monday and Tuesday from 4:10 p.m. to 5 p.m.
This is Earl Pitsamurican. You're listening to WWGH 107.1 FM, streaming live on the internet at www.wwgh1071.com.
The Marion Towers Apartments are a supporter of WWGH Radio 107.1 FM. Address, 400 Delaware Avenue. Phone number, 740-387-9050.
I call this meeting to order.
Thank you, Mayor Lion.
It's time to pick our favorite superhero to visit this year's Boo at the Zoo. Councilwoman Otter?
Well, the chameleons are turning green for the Hulk.
Ooh, a strong contender.
But the manatees keep calling themselves Iron Man. Atees.
That's stark raving mad.
Well, there's more. The penguins are all dressed to impress the marvelous Captain Marvel.
Oh, boy.
And the arachnids keep bugging me about Spider-Man.
Outrageous.
Maybe we ought to invite all our favorite superheroes.
I have a better idea. All four Marvel superheroes will team up at the Columbus Zoo.
We've also invited Casper and Wendy and Spookly the Square Pumpkin.
See you all at Boo at the Zoo for treats, live shows, and more Halloween fun. Friday through Sunday, the last three weekends in October.
Learn more at columbuszoo.org.
Meeting adjourned.
It's now time for WWGH News. News about people, places, and plans. Brought to you live from the WWGH Newsroom.
This is Scott Spears in the WWGH News Center. Aqua Ohio's Marion Division will conduct water main flushing in the Marion County service area Monday through Friday between 8 a.m. and midnight. No interruptions in water service will occur as a result of the flushing, but customers may notice a drop in water pressure or temporary water discoloration. If possible, customers should refrain from doing laundry to avoid possible staining while the flushing is taking place near their home. If tap water is discolored, allow it to run until clear. Running several cold water faucets at the same time will help the water clear faster. Streets scheduled for water main flushing on Tuesday, October the 8th include State Route 309 east of Pole Lane Road, the Depot area, State Route 309 east, Marion Williamsport Road, State Route 98, State Route 95 east of State Route 98, Lynn Hipshire Road, Martell Road, State Route 746, North Whetstone River Road, and the villages of Caledonia and Martell. Customers who have questions may call Aqua's Customer Service Center toll-free at 1-877-987-2782. That's 1-877-WTR-AQUA.
For the Marion, Ohio Weather Team, I'm Zach Fuller. Sunshine sticks around today. I'll have your latest forecast coming up in your Weather Minute from the Marion, Ohio News Network.
Hey, hon, what you doing with your phone? Taking pictures?
No, I'm asking it questions.
Like what?
Hey, Bobo, do flowers have best friends?
I'm sorry, I'm afraid I don't know that.
Hey, follow me. I want to show you something. Look, flowers do have best friends.
Whoa.
Some answers can only be found in nature. Discover the unsearchable. Visit discovertheforest.org to find a trail near you. Brought to you by the United States Forest Service and the Ad Council.
From the Marion, Ohio Weather Center, this is your Weather Minute on WWGH 107.1 FM in Marion and online at WWGH1071.com. Tuesday in the Marion area, we'll see sunny skies, a high near 70 degrees. Tonight, we'll stay clear, a low around 45 degrees. For your Wednesday, sunshine again, a high near 73. Thursday, patchy fog before 10 a.m., otherwise mostly sunny, a high near 76. And Friday, mostly sunny, a high near 78. Get the latest conditions and more on our website at monntv.com. For the Marion, Ohio News Network, I'm Zach Fuller on Marion's Talking Place, WWGH 107.1 FM in Marion, and online at WWGH1071.com.